Grace and peace, beloveds. Let us listen to the voice of the one who calls each of us by name, our creative, redemptive, and sustaining God. Amen. Oh, it's a good day, my friends. A good, good day. I mean, yeah, there's a lot going on in the world. The semester's coming to a close. The to-do list probably feels longer than the it's done list. The news still has a lot that is keeping us up at night. I'm not always sure what day it is, and I feel like a mushy version of myself, and it could be all the things. But it doesn't escape the fact that today is a good day, a very good day. It's good because we are blessed to be here and worship together. We are gathered here through the magic of Zoom and Facebook and YouTube. We are gathered here in the sanctuary, some from just down the street and some who have made a huge long journey to be here. It's a good day because this is the day that we recall with joy Jesus' resurrection. We remember the promise of forgiveness and grace and hope. For that, it is a good day. And it's a good day because regardless of all the things on our to-do lists, or regardless of the outcomes of the it's done list, we are already saved by the grace of God. And Jesus calls each of us by name. Jesus knows who we are and welcomes us into the fold. There is a place for us here with Jesus as our shepherd, Jesus, our gate, Jesus, the resurrected one. This is the good news of God for us. In all times and in all places, this is the good news that has inspired and welcomed so many of us into communities of faith like we celebrate today with this reunion of friends from our Savior Lutheran Church and Purdue Lutheran Ministry throughout the ages. It does seem that maybe we are more practiced as a community at the nature of a transitional life, being part of a college campus and a surrounding community. We know what it is to say hello to new friends and bid farewell to familiar ones, often on the same day. But it also means that we are keenly aware of how valuable it is to have a place that feels welcoming and open to everyone who joins us. And even if we only see one another once a week or even once in a blue moon, there is still a sentiment of belonging and joy that comes when the community gathers together. And this is who Jesus is. This is who Jesus gathers and how he gathers us. Because Jesus is a gate, not one that latches but swings freely. And Jesus is also a gate that protects us too. For when we follow the voice of the one who has already redeemed us, we are free to live and love boldly for the sake of one another because we know we are loved. And yet we still are beautifully human, right? And we also stray easily by other sounds, and not necessarily because we have squirrel brains like I do and I get distracted by all the things. If we hear sounds that have a similar quality but a very different message and end up asking too much of us, that's not Jesus. But it is Jesus, the Word incarnate, who calls us back in and reminds us that we belong in his flock, where all that is asked of us is to believe and to love freely with the good of the whole community in our view. And it is in this freedom of Jesus' resurrection that we find our belonging in communities such as this, wherever we may be. It is in the faith and trust that God in Christ Jesus already loves us enough to face death on our behalf and to bring us with him into new and life and resurrection. Because we belong to God, we belong to each other. And that is what we celebrate every time we gather for worship, on Sundays or Wednesdays or whenever. Especially on this Sunday of reunion and remembrance for the myriad of ways that OSLC and PLM have created spaces of belonging for so many people over the last almost 74 years. I think PLM kind of started in 75 years ago next year. I'm guessing that's why my voice is going higher and higher. You could always play poker with me because you'll know when I'm lying, because my voice gets higher when I'm not sure what I'm doing. We gather and celebrate because the gospel compels us to make a way of openness and practice a spirit of radical welcome for everybody who finds their way, or even those who we find on our way. As our seminarian Justin pointed out so aptly a couple weeks ago, we in fact have a statement that is of bold and wide welcome that we have printed in our bulletin at the very beginning, that very first page. And it's waving high in the windows of the entryway that faces Fowler Avenue. I don't know if any of you have ever noticed that, because we tend to walk down like this with our heads towards probably our phones. But I dare you, when you walk out, to take a look and see that it's up there. But you don't have to look there only. We're going to look again at this statement of welcome that is in our bulletin, because we celebrate this flock of friends and this faithfulness to the gospel that includes each and every one of us, including all people of any origin, race, ability, sexual orientation, or gender expression. All are welcome here. We welcome all people of faith, all people of doubt, all people who seek a compassionate community, and all are welcome here. We are welcome to worship. We are welcome to pray. We are welcome to learn. Welcome to give thanks. Welcome to serve God and our neighbors. For all are welcome here. All are redeemed by a gracious God. Our welcome is an invitation to that wideness of God's mercy. And for that, it is a very good day. We're going to join at this table in just a few minutes, where we join one another beyond bounds of time and space, because it is here at the table where, regardless of the chaos and deadlines and demands of the world, it is here that we take in our very hands the means of God's grace through bread and wine that are joined with the Word of God incarnate and become his very body and blood. Here it is where Jesus calls us by name, where Jesus calls us beloved, where Jesus freely feeds us the gift of faith and hope and love. And it's here, too, that we practice what the first communities of believers did with one another, as we heard in our reading from Acts, that all believed who were together and had all things in common, although we do question the all things, but we'll just say most things. They would sell their possessions and goods, distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, and this is my favorite part, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Slight tangent, that's why we call our dinner church Breaking Bread. I don't know if you ever maybe picked up on that part. Breaking bread together. Yes. Flock of friends, I say thank you for your openness, both to being welcomed and being loved in this community. And thank you for sharing that welcome and love with the person who comes after you. This is why we break bread together. This is why we share what we have, as any and all have need. For we all need bread. We all need community. We all need belonging. We all need reminding that we are, each and every one of us, beloved children of God. And it is we who make this flock more beautiful and more complete just by being our fullest and most true selves. And this is the gift of community through the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.